Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家弟兄姐妹,
yeah, you guys excited to be here?
Yeah. Right.
It feels like there's like an excitement here.
Yeah.
And I want to say that for those of you at home, I'm excited that you're with us too. I recognize even if you're at home, you're with us. We're excited this morning.
那些在家的, 但是我也感受到你在这里与我们同在, 然后我也非常兴奋。
I ran into a brother outside.
我刚刚在来的时候,在外头遇到一个弟兄。
And this brother said that he's really excited to be here.
然后那位弟兄跟我说,他今天非常开心他可以在这里。
Because this is the first time that he and his wife are worshiping together here in the church.
因为这个他跟我说，这因为这是第一次，他与他的新婚的妻子是第一次在教会一起跟大家。
And so we want to welcome Brother Kai and Sister Janine here.
啊，我们的弟兄 Kai 还有他的妻子 Janine.
They said they've been waiting. You know, they got married in the quarantine.
他跟我说他们等了好久，那他们是在我们在那个隔离的时候，那时候办的婚礼。And
so they've been waiting for a chance to come back in and worship with brothers and sisters, and it looks like it's almost, I mean, I don't even know how many people we have in here, but it looks pretty crowded.
Yeah, so 他们就是一直在安静的等待，可以有一天可以跟弟兄姐妹们在一起在这里大堂一起。
And I could see how excited Janine was, but I didn't know it was Janine because she had her mask on. She's like, "Hey," and I'm like,
"What?
Welcome, are you new?"
我太久没看到Kai的妻子，她戴着面罩，然后她来跟我拥抱，我有点不知道她是谁，不太确定。Yeah,
but it just reminds me that God is good, is he not? God is good.
但是由这件事情提醒了我，我们的神是美好的。
Yeah, we say in English, we say God is good. You say all the time, right? Yeah, that's our chance.
The flow is 这样说，神是美好的，说一直都是。
That's right, 一直都是, right?
一直都是。
And then when we say 一直都是, all the time, you say God is good. 神是美好的。 Can we go around, just look around to someone that you have not seen? You know, stay safe, but say God is good. Say it to someone around you. Say,
All the time.
I like that. 一直都是.
Yeah.
神是美好的.
Yep.
Say that to someone at home. You know, text someone
你在家,
at home.
你在家跟你的家人甚至发个简讯给你的朋友弟兄姐妹们。
But even amidst all the excitement that we have,
我虽然我们现在很开心，很兴奋。
I know that, however we may feel, sometimes coming here on Sunday.
我知道，就说有的时候我们来是带着各种心情来到这里去。
The reality is that all Christians will face times of discouragement.
但是事实上，只要你是基督徒，你有的时候还是会遇到气馁或伤灰心的时候。
Maybe not today.
不一定是今天。
But there will come a time.
但是总有一天你会有气馁的时候。
And I just remember for myself as I thought back during this week.
那我只想一下我自己的经历，这过去这个礼拜呢。
How many times throughout the years where a brother or sister in the church gave me a much needed encouragement?
我在回想就在过去的多少年中。 有多少次弟兄姐妹来给我一些勉励，给我一些激励。
Sometimes it was because of their actions.
有的时候是因为他们做了某些事情。
Even by some of you being here today.
就像是今天有些你们这些有些人现在在这里在坐，与我在一起。
When I see you here and the excitement on your face to be here.
当我看到你在坐在这里，然后你脸上的那一满兴奋的那一个表情。
You don't even have to say a word to me.
你并不需要说任何话。
But that brings me encouragement.
可是那单单在这里就已经对我来讲有很大的。
But there are also other times when someone has sent me or said to me a certain word.
或者是甚至有其他的时候是有些弟兄姐妹对我说了某些话。
And that word brought me a much needed encouragement for my soul.
他们所说的字句 对我来讲有很大的勉励。
There are some times in my faith journey where I have felt discouraged.
其实在我信心的这一段路上，有的时候我感觉到我是灰心的。
Although, yes, I have placed my faith and my trust in Jesus to be my Savior.
虽然我已经觉知，我已经把我的信心摆在我们的耶稣基督身上。
Although I know He is with me.
然后我虽然我也知道耶稣是与我同在。
And although I know I can go to Him.
因为我也知道我虽然可以随时都去耶稣那里。
There have been some times where I just get discouraged.
但是有的时候难免我会感觉到灰心与气馁。
And then a brother or sister in Christ.
然后我身边的弟兄或姊妹
at the right time
就在那
brings me a much needed encouragement
在最正当的时间的时候对我带来的勉励激励。
Again, even some of you being here today
就像在我说你像有些人今天在这里
or knowing that some of you are joining us live stream at home
或者我知道有些弟兄姐妹现在是在家里与我们一起在参与这个
It brings me a much needed encouragement
对我来讲就已经给了我很大的激励
I love hearing the sounds of the little babies that are here
我特别喜欢听到小 baby 在大堂里面的声音
Don't bring them out
不要把他们带出去
It doesn't bother me
他不打扰他对我来讲没问题
Jesse, it's a blessing Enjoy the time.
Yep.
Jesse, that's Jesse back there. You know,
the little brain. Boy?
No, the father.
Oh, the father. Oh, okay.
But it's great. It's great that we're together and even being here with your little baby because we have no nursery right now. It's just good that we're together as a family. It's encouraging.
其实家庭一组一组在这里聚会是一种很好的感觉。那虽然现在小孩子没办法，因为我们的幼儿院没有开 但是家庭一个一个家庭在这里一起聚会是一件美好的事
We need to remember that we are one family in Christ
我们必须记得其实我们是在主里面是一个大家庭
We need to remember that we are one body in Christ
我们在主内是一体
Pastor James led us to the scripture last week that says we actually belong to one another
就像我们范长老上礼拜提醒我们了在主的里面其实我们是属于我们是互相拥有互相属于的
and that means we all need to be aware
那这就代表什么这代表我们大家都要有一个认知
that every single day
那每一天中
there is a brother and sister in the church
会在教会里面会有一个弟兄或姊妹
that is discouraged
他们可能现在在灰心在气馁
And I want us to all recognize that discouragement happens to every single one of us.
那我要大家都有一个相当明确的认知灰心气馁是会发生在每一个人身上。
Anybody here have never felt discouraged?
在这里有人没有灰心气馁过请你举手。
Anyone here?
有吗?
Right?
没有。
Because even the men and women that we see in God's word have suffered from discouragement.
因为甚至在我们在神的话语里面所提到的男人跟女人们，他们都受到灰心气馁的打击。
The Psalms are filled of songs, entire songs, where the person writing it was in a place of discouragement.
像我们的诗篇里面，很多的诗，这些诗是一首歌的样子。都是一个人在灰心气馁的时候写出来的。
Even the Apostle Paul,
甚至连我们的保罗
，who we may think is probably one of the strongest Christians,
往往我们都觉得保罗是信心很坚强、很大的一个基督徒。
Yet in 2 Corinthians he says,
但是在哥林多后书他说
，he actually admitted this to younger believers.
他其实在这里他。他是承认一件事情，出那些对那些新信的人
，Yeah, 新信的 ，right? Like younger believers, he says, "I want you to know."
我说我要你们知道一件事。
I want you to know the affliction that has come upon me.
我要让你们知道 ，What's affliction?
Affliction, kind of like
affliction.
Affliction.
受到的伤害,
right? And we are so heavily burdened.
那我就是感觉到我身上的重担很大。
We don't even have the strength to carry this burden.
我们已经没有那个能力去担着这重担。
And he says to these younger believers,
他对这些比较后新信的基督徒说,
he says, we despaired even of life. Like we...
对生命产生失望。
We can't even go on living.
我们连活下去的那种想法都没有。
That's how discouraged Paul was.
在那一段时间, 保罗是这么的灰心。
So no matter what you are facing today,
所以不论你今天在你所受到任何的挫折呢,
I want you to know that others in the church are also facing situations of their own where they are in discouragement.
我想要你了解，其实弟兄姐在教会里面，其他的弟兄姐妹也是在经历到，虽然跟你大概不一样，是他们自己的经历，但是他们也是经历到这种灰心与气馁。
I want you to not feel alone, as if you are the only one in the entire body of Christ that is discouraged.
我要你了解到，你不是孤独的，你不是在主的这个身体里面唯一那个感觉到灰心与气馁。
And if you are not discouraged today.
假如你今天不是有那种灰心气馁的感觉的话呢,
oh, just get ready, because that day is going to come. Right?
那但是把你心里准备好，因为总有一天你要感觉到。
So what do we do as a church?
那我们以一个教会的存在，我们应该怎么做呢？
If we are a spiritual family,
假如我们说我们自己是属灵的家庭,
if we are the body of Christ,
假如我们说我们是基督的身体,
if we really belong to one another,
假如我们是确实的属于互相的,
how are we to learn to encourage?
那我们要想想怎么样才能有去鼓励激励呢?
Well, today I want you to turn your Bibles open. We've got to look at God's answer for that. And we're going to turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
那今天呢，我们就来看看神怎么说。我们有都当然要去神的话语。那今天呢，今天的书，今天圣经是看在希伯来书第十章。And
as you turn to this,
当你翻到这里的时候,
we're going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 10 because the author of Hebrews,
我们是要看今天是就是希伯来书第十章。那写希伯来书的这个人呢,
the author does not identify himself.
写希伯来书的这个人，这个作者没有被表明出他的身份是谁。
But he is writing this letter to a group of discouraged Jewish Christians.
但是我们确实知道是这本书，这封信是当时写给一群。 犹太的基督徒，那这些基督徒那时候正在灰心气馁。These
Christians were so discouraged that they wanted to turn back.
这一群我们所说的这一群基督徒，这些犹太基督徒，在当时他们气馁灰心到他们甚至想放弃，然后往回路走。These
Christians were under such discouragement that they wanted to turn away from God.
他们所受到打击太大，以至于他们想要离开神，往反方向走。And
the overall point of the book of Hebrews,
那然后希伯来书主要大纲是怎么样的?
He's writing to tell these discouraged Jewish Christians.
这个作者就是写信给这些灰心气馁的这些犹太人基督徒。
I know you're discouraged.
他要跟他们说，我知道你们现在。
I know you want to turn back to the old ways.
我知道你们想要逃离，想要回到老我的方法。But
don't turn back.
但是你们不要往回走。Don't
quit.
不要放弃。
I know you want to let go of your faith in Jesus.
我知道你们现在想要放下你们对神基督耶稣里的信心。
But don't turn back.
但是你们不要放弃。
Don't let yourself backslide.
不要让你自己往回走。
Don't turn back.
不要回头。
And so the author of Hebrews,
这个希伯来书的作者,
is writing this letter in a sense to encourage them.
所以这个作者希伯来书是以一种激励的那种心情方式来写的。
And the first way that he encourages them,
然后他怎么样激励他？第一个激励的方法是
for 10 chapters
十章以来
is he brings them back to remind them who Jesus is.
他所做的方式是他把这他提醒这一群人耶稣基督是谁。
Some of you may be sitting here
你们现在在座的有些人
or listening online
或者是在网络前面在
and you don't even know who Jesus is.
你们甚至连耶稣基督是谁都不知道。
Well, this author spends 10 chapters
那这位作者在花了十章来讲
to remind discouraged Christians, you got to remember who Jesus is.
来提醒那些灰心的基督徒耶稣基督是谁?
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And God,
那我们的神,
because of his great love for us,
因着他对我们的大爱,
because God is so good,
因为我们的神是多么美好,
all the time,
一直以来都是,
that he wanted to ensure,
那我们的神想要确定,
that we can have a relationship with him.
我们的神想要确定我们这些人能够与神有一个关系。
That we can be brought together with God.
我们可以与神和好在。
So that in our sin,
在虽然我们在罪中
，God sent His own Son Jesus.
的神把他自己独生子派下来。
To die on that cross.
在十字架上为我们而死。
To open a way.
去打开这一段光
so that we can be united and reconciled with God Almighty.
以至于我们可以重新与神和结合美和好。
He spends 10 chapters.
这个作者花了十章的书
to remind them of God's love and who Jesus is.
就是要提醒这些人这一点，神是谁，还有神的神的爱是谁。
And that's where we pick up.This morning.
然后在第十章的时候是我们现在来接上来读的地方。
We're going to start looking from verse 19.
我们从第十九节开始。
And he spent the 10 chapters doing that and then he says this.
所以他记得他花了十章提醒大家，然后呢在这里第十章他这么说。
He says, therefore,
他说There's no therefore, but it's, 弟兄们
Okay, 弟兄们 所以 right? Because of what Jesus has done.
我们记 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 因为、right. 所以因为耶稣所做的
Okay.、Mm-hmm. Since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus.
我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所
By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is through his flesh
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路
And since, because we have a high priest over the house of God
又因为有一位大祭司治理神的家
He says, now look at verse 22, pay attention to this.
所以现在看第二十二节，请你用心的看。
He says, let us draw near.
让我们来到。
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
让我们来到，怎么来到呢？充足的信心，存着诚心。
So we got to stop there for a moment.
所以在这里我们稍微停一下。
You see, when people are discouraged,
我们仔细想一下，当人在灰心气馁的时候
，When Christians are discouraged,
当基督徒们在灰心气馁的时候
，The tendency is to turn away.
往往是怎么样的反应？反应是要转逃离。
When we start to get low in our faith.
当我们信心低落的时候
The tendency is to not run towards God, but to draw away from God.
我们往往不是往神那里奔跑，而是转头与神 远离。
And the author, knowing that these Christians are discouraged,
但这个作者就知道这一群 基督徒是在灰心气馁。
He says, because of God's great love for you.
他要提醒他们，因为神对你们的大爱。
And because all that Jesus has done.
然后也因着耶稣为你们所做的一
切。Because you've already placed your faith in Him.
然后加上你们已经把信心摆在耶稣上。
I know you're discouraged.
我了解你们现在气馁。
I know your tendency when you're discouraged is to draw away.
我知道当你们气馁的时候，你们是想转头而逃跑。
But I'm telling you to draw near.
但是我要跟你讲，其实要往神那里去。
When you're discouraged,
当你在气馁的时候，
the tendency that you have is to draw away from God.
你本性是想要离神而远的逃去。
But notice that he says, instead of drawing away, draw near to God.
在第二十二节，你要看到，与其与神远离，你要去亲近神。
You see, for the past 10 chapters,
在过去的希伯来书过去前十章，
he's reminding them of this picture, and it's called the gospel.
他作者在提醒这群人什么东西呢？其实就是把福音这个在提醒了这群人。
He's telling them.
他对这些人说。
He's reminded them.
他是在提醒他们。
That Jesus laid his life down.
他在跟他们说，耶稣把自己的生命摆上。
He was pierced for our sins, not his own.
耶稣是为着我们的罪而被钉。
And when he died on that cross,
然后不是为了他自己的罪，然后当他死在十字架上的时候，
he was opening a way.
他是在为我们开启一条路，
so that we can confidently come to God.
所以我们可以凭着信。坦然地进入神的至圣所。
See, sometimes we make Christianity so complicated.
你要知道，往往我们喜欢把我们的基督信仰搞得非常复杂。
Sometimes we make the gospel so complicated.
我们喜欢把福音这个简单的事情搞得非常复杂。
But it's actually very simple.
但是事实上，其实福音是一件很简单、很容易懂的事情。
It's about people who do not have access to God.
其实福音就是表示什么？就是那群原本没有通往神道的那些人。
But the same people who want to be able to know God.
但是这些人很想要去认识神。
But because of your sin, you cannot access God.
但因着罪，我们与神隔离了。
You can't even choose to access God.
你连想都不用想，说去怎么样去接近神。
But because of God's great love for us.
但因着神对我们的大爱。
And that He created us to have access with Him.
他原本创造我们，其实是要我们与神有交接。
He allowed His Son to die for us.
所以神让他的儿子为我们而死。
So that through the death of His Son,
以至于通过耶稣的死，
Jesus can open a way.
耶稣能够为我们开启
道。He could give us access to God.
让我们与神有连接的管道。
And when you place your faith and your trust in what Jesus has done on the cross,
当你把你的信心摆在相信耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的事，
you've been given the access card.
你就已经被给予这个通行证。
You see, when you're connected to Jesus,
所以你看清楚，其实你与耶稣有连接。
He opened the way.
他帮你开启这条路。
It's as if we were on this side,
就感觉好像是你在那一边。
In sin,
在罪里面。
And there's no bridge to get to God.
然后没办法到我这边来。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
But when Jesus died on his cross,
但是当耶稣在十字架上死
了， this cross can be laid down in the middle.
就感觉像是这个十字架就是摆在这两个中间。
And because I have access to Jesus,
但也所以因着我对耶稣有这个通行。
Because I have placed my faith in this work of the cross,
因着我对于耶稣在十字架上成就的事情有信心。
Can you believe,
你能相信吗？
That I now have access to God.
我现在因着这个信心可以去连接。
And he says to have to walk confidently.
作者说是坦然的，充满信心的去
Have you ever, because of your faith in Jesus, come confidently to God?
你们有这经历吗? 因着你在耶稣上的信心, 你是充满着信心的来到神的面, 充满着信心,
Some Christians today
那有些基督徒呢, 在今天的基督徒呢,
still do not have a close relationship with God. You probably find yourself often in times of discouragement. Sometimes you're discouraged because you don't realize that you're able to walk so confidently into the presence of God. Sorry, I just broke the 6 foot distance.
That's all right. We're good.
Okay. I'll come back to my corner.
你有的时候会发觉到你是在一种灰心的状态，因为你忘记了，你不记得，你有那个能力可以走到神那边去。
That's right. That's right. Oh, thank you. You invaded my space. How often do you just think about that? You have been given access to God.
你们是不是往往会忘记，你其实已经被给予了一个通行证。
These Jewish Christians, their Jewish past, they knew that there was a God.
这些犹太人的基督徒，因着他们的历史，他们知道神是存在的。
But they never had the confidence to come before His throne.
但是他们从来没有那份信心，说他们可以来到神的面前。And
even though they've placed their faith in Jesus,
虽然他们已经信了耶稣。And
now they've become so discouraged in their faith.
但是现在这个状况下，他们
So discouraged that they want to turn away from God.
他们气馁到一种地步，是他们想要转头而走，而离开。
He says, instead of drawing away from God,
他说与其,
instead of moving away from God,
与其与神远离,
no, draw near to God.
你要去与神亲近,
and don't just draw near to God slowly. Come before Him with confidence.
不要好像小心翼翼的去接近神,
you've been given the access card.
你们已经被给了那通行证,
don't pretend like you can't go there.
不要假装好像你不能去找神,
go to God confidently.
你要有着充着信心,
when you are discouraged, instead of drawing away from God, draw near.
当你受到灰心气的时候，与其远离神，不如亲近他。
You see, this is the concept of Christian encouragement.
这个就是往往我们基督徒的这种勉励的一种概念。
It's not just any encouragement.
这不是就是好像是你平常所受到那种激励。This
is a Christian's encouragement.
这个是在基督里基督徒们的激励。Christian
encouragement
基督徒们的激励呢,
is based on true hope.
是基督徒激励是从真正的盼望真正的信的盼望。And
if I know that you have that same hope,
那假如我知道你 跟我是拥有同样的盼望的时候,
while you're low,
当你在灰心的, 在气馁的时候,
I know that you're able to still look to God.
那我就知道你有那能力可以站起来,
I know that God is your answer.
那我知道其实神就是你的答案。
I might encourage you.
我可以来激励你。
I see you're that low.
我看到你在灰心。
I see that the tendency, the temptation is to turn away from God.
我看到你内心的挣扎是导致你想要逃跑。
I could see that you're running away from God.
我看到你其实正在逃离神。
But brother, but sister,
但是弟兄或姊妹,
I want to encourage you to draw near.
我要激励你们,
I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to send you a word. I'm going to show you through my actions a way for to help you draw near to God.
我要以我的言辞，我的举止，我来带你。我要知道我们可以到神那里。
Let's look at the next verse.
我们接下去看。
So first he says, "Let us draw near."
第一他说让我们去进入到来到神那边。
And now he says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering."
然后在接下来他说也要让我们坚守我们所承认的指望不知动摇
So when you're discouraged
所以咯当你在灰心气馁的时候
He's telling us
他在这里跟我们说呢
You have to hold on to something
你必须要去保存着去坚守着一件什么事
In order for you to not keep sinking lower and lower
假如你不要越沉越低越谷越
You gotta hold on to something
你总是要抓住个什么
You gotta hold on to something really tight
你要很紧的去抓住什么
That's that word, you gotta hold on
你要去紧紧抓住
You gotta grab onto
就是用力的抓住
You do not want to let go of this
你千万是不要想要放弃
You want to hold on to what?
但是你要坚守什么呢
The confession of your hope
你要坚守你们所承认的指望
Hold on to the confession of our hope
好好的坚守那些我们所承认的指望
Because we remember that Christ has given us hope
因为我们记得其实我们的指望是从耶稣那里来的
We got to hold on to that hope
所以我们要紧紧抓住这个指望
So he says hold on to it
好好的抓住
Hold fast the confession of our hope
坚守我们所承认的指望
Why?
为什么呢
Why? He says Because he who promised is faithful
那为什么我们要坚守我们所承认指望是因为那应许我们的是信实的
Look at that, do you see that?
你们好好看着
Isn't that something that we're learning as a church?
这个不就是那是我们这个教会一起在学习的东西吗
When you are beginning to become discouraged
当你发觉你已经开始渐渐的在灰心气馁的
He says hold on
他说抓紧
Hold on to the promises
抓紧那个 指望那些
The promises that have brought us hope
那些对我们带来盼望的那些应许
This Bible is God's word
我们这本圣经就是神的话。
Do you believe it?
你们信吗
？In this word of God，
在这些神的话语里面
，God Himself gives us His promises to us。
神他自己亲自给我们他对我们的应许。
So when we begin to slide and get low in our faith。
当我们发觉我们渐渐沉于那个灰心的谷底的时候
When we begin to feel discouraged
当我们觉得有点气馁的时候
We have to hold on to something
那你要知道 你总得去抓紧的什么东
西 And what are we to hold on to?
那你要抓什么呢
We're supposed to hold on to the promises of God
你要去抓紧那神对你的应许
Why?
那为什么要抓紧神
Because he who promises is what? Faithful
因为那应许我们的他是信实的
Oh God is so good is he not
神是美好的是不是
God is good
God is good always been
He gives us his promises
他把他的应许给了我们
And he says while you're beginning to sink down
So 当你在发觉是你已经在灰心气馁的路上
You're beginning to feel low in your spirit
你心里面觉得低落
You're feeling discouraged
你的灵命开始低落
You want to turn back
你想要逃跑
He says don't turn back
跟你说不要
Hold on to the promises of God
去抓紧那信心
Know the promises of God
去知道神对你的应许
Brothers and sisters we need to do a better job of knowing and believing the promises of God and his word for us
弟兄姊妹们其实我们基督徒我们必须要去更有
了解
更好的去了解神的那些应许
That's right Sometimes our minds get messed up
有时候我们的脑袋是混乱的
我们的想法 right you know, our thinking gets messed up My brother always uses this phrase with me He says we get stinking thinking
我的一个弟兄常常跟我说我们翻译是这样，就是我们的想法臭臭的，
臭臭的想法，很臭，比臭豆腐还臭，臭臭的，right? Stinking more than stinking tofu, it's stinking thinking. And our mind begins to fill itself with all these other ways to solve life's problems.
当我们有这种臭臭的想法的时候，我们的脑袋里面就充满了一种一大堆用人用世界的方法去解决问题的方式。
That's what happens when we start to get low.
这种现象就是当我们在灰心气馁的时候。
That's what happens when we begin to get discouraged.
当我们开始有气馁的想法的时候。
We begin to think of our problems that we face.
我们开始就会去想那些我们现在所面临的一些问题。
And we begin to fill our minds with human ways to solve our problems.
然后面对这些问题，我们是以人的方法想要去解决这些问题。
Even though we've been learning God's ways,
虽然我们一直都在学着神的方法。
When we're discouraged, we want to turn back to the old ways, right?
虽然我们一直在学神的方法，但是当我们气馁的时候，
we want to turn back to the old ways of doing business.
我们很想要回转去。走到我们老我的方式
Because God's way is a hard way.
因为什么？因为神的方式往往是比较难的方式。
Or sometimes it just feels hard.
或者是感觉有的时候就是觉得是一件很艰难的。
You can talk to Pastor James to learn how that doesn't feel so hard.
可以跟我们范长老问一下，怎么样不是那么难？
Because he said this morning that God's ways are actually very liberating.
因为我们范长老今天早上在查经的时候，他说，其实神的方式是一种自由的方式。
But when we are discouraged,
但是当我们受到灰心气馁的时候，
we don't want to go God's way.
我们不太会去想要往神的
方法。We want to go back to the old ways.
我们想要去以我们舒服、我们懂的方式。
Our mind gets filled with all of these ideas of how to solve our problems in a human way, in a worldly way.
然后我们的脑袋里面往往就启动了，然后都是被充满着怎么样？通常是充满我们人的方式，我们怎么样去面对这个问题
？The world's ways of fixing problems.
这个世界的方式。
And then our mind begins to get real stinking in our thinking.
然后就开始臭了。
我们的想法就开始臭。
Right?
We have to fill ourselves.With the promises of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们其实要在我们脑袋里面装的是神的应许。
God's promises are like a fresh flow of clean and pure and living water that will flush out all of that stink.
神的应许其实就是像那清泉一样，它就会来，它会把你身体里面一切的污秽、一切肮脏。
So we have to hold on.
所以我们要确实的抓紧。
What does that mean to hold on and not let go?
那你们懂抓紧是什么意思吗？
It means keep the promises of God in your mind. Keep them flowing through to wash out all those old ways of solving your problems, all the world's ways of doing things.
其实这个抓紧就是我们常常要以神的应许来充满我们自己的思想，使得他可以把我们里面的污秽、我们的老我的想法全部洗净。
God's been putting on my heart a reminder.
神其实最近在我心中一直有一个提醒。
What is a reminder? Right?What is a reminder? This reminder is that I realized,
我了解到
when my mind starts to become discouraged,
当我自己开始有灰心气馁，
when I begin to think of the other ways of solving the problems that I face,
然后当我开始用其他的方式来想我怎么该解决这个问题，
He always brings to my mind something that I remember in His Word.
神通常，但是神往往就会提醒我，用他的话语来提醒我，把我带回来。
And oftentimes it's a piece of God's word that I had once committed long ago to memory.
而且神提醒我的他的这话，是我以前我所承认我所我所读过，然后呢，确实去要去
背过
的。
I memorized it.
我曾经背过的那些
I hid God's promises in my soul, in my mind, in my whole being.
因着我的背于这些 经节，我把神的应许摆在我
藏在
我
心
里
面。I hid it inside.
嗯哼。
And I forgot that I hid it. Because that's what happens when you hide it sometimes, right? You forget.
藏在里面，往往忘记我藏在里面。
Yeah, where'd you put that?
你摆在哪？
But you know what's amazing?
但是你那很不可思议的。
It's because I hid it inside.
因为我藏在我里面。
The Holy Spirit, who is the revealer of truth.
但是这圣灵，或就是那呈现真实的那一位。
And he knows that my thinking is becoming stinking.
然后这圣灵知道我的想法已经开始污秽了。
He turns on the water.
他把水打开。
And the word of God begins to purify and wash through all of these thoughts and push all those thoughts aside.
然后神的话语就亲自把我这些污秽的想法全部抹灭掉。
I want to encourage you.
所以我现在要激励你们。
When was the last time God's word just really spoke to you?
你们记得上一次神的话语对你们讲话是什么时候吗？
And it just meant so much to you when you read that verse.
当你读了那段经节的时候，对你来讲好像就是好像是金子一样。
It was almost as if God himself gave that to you.
感觉好像神的这句话是为了你而讲的。
Can I encourage you to commit that to memory?
当你有这个感觉的时候，我要激励你们，你们可不可以就把那一段经节背下来
？Commit it to memory，
把它背起来。
Take a break from Netflix，
不要看，不要看电视。
And just take a break，
就休息一下。
Yeah， and commit some of God's word into your mind, into your soul。
对，把你生活你正在做的事情停下来，然后把那一段经节
，You will be surprised。
当你这么做，你会非常讶异的。
When you have the psalmist says, "Hid it in your heart,"
就像是诗篇的诗者说，当你把这些藏在你的心里
，and you hid it to places you don't know where it's at sometimes.
你有时候藏得太好，连你自己藏在哪里你都不知道。
When you most need it,
但是当你需要的时候
，the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to you in that moment.
当你需要的时候，圣灵会把那个真实。
When you're discouraged.
表现给你。当你灰心的时候
，Instead of holding on to your old ways，
与其去坚守自己的老我
，Hold on to God's promises，
去坚守神的应许。
Learn to let go of your old ways，
去学习怎么样把人的方法放下
，And hold on to God's promises，
然后去抓紧神对你的应许。
Christian encouragement，
基督徒的勉励。
It's not just flattery.
不是说那些好听的话。
It's not just saying, "Hey, things are going to get better."
或者也不是说那些肤浅，就像说哦，没事，会越没事没事，不是。
You know, it's going to be okay.
不要担心，自然自顺天意。
That may sound nice.
感觉听起来好像很好听。
But there's no substance to that.
但是是非常肤浅。
I remember.
我记得
when a non-Christian.Was in a very bad place. A loved one was about to pass away.
有一位不幸者，他的那一段时间是非常艰苦。
一个
家庭亲人，他的一个亲人快要死掉。
And this non-Christian friend was just so low.
然后我这位不信神的朋友呢，在那时候就非常低落。
And it was so obvious to see, and that's natural.
然后其实他的低落就一目了然。
I was trying to practice not saying much at that moment.
那我那个时候我的想法是沉默是金。
I just wanted to be there.
我只是想要在他旁边。
And seek the right opportunity to speak.
然后等着。适当的时机
，But another Christian friend，
但是有另外一个基督徒朋友
，kept saying，
他一直在说
，It's going to be fine，
他一直说没事没事
，It's going to be okay，
不会有问题
，It's going to be okay，
不要担心没事
，Put their arm around the other friend，
他把手搂着他这一位
non-Christian to non-Christian， Non-Christian to non-Christian.
Okay, so 两个都是不信的.
Just, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine.
所以这个不信者跟另外那位不信者说, 没事没事,
patting them on the back. It's going to be fine.
一直拍拍他的背, 这样说.
Finally, the one whose loved one is about to pass away.
那到最后, 这一位, 就是亲人快要死的, 这位不信基督徒呢,
with tears looked up and said, stop saying that.
泪流满面的转头过, 跟另外这件事说,
how can you say it's going to be okay?
你凭什么说会没事?
How do you know that anything is going to be okay?
你怎么知道任何事情会没事呢?
See, Christian encouragement is different.
但是你要了解我们基督徒的勉励不一样。
Christian encouragement waits for the right time to encourage.
第一点就是说我们基督徒的激励是我们等待适当的时机。
But Christian encouragement can say to another brother or sister, look at the promises of God.
基督徒的勉励, 你可以对着另外一位姊妹或弟兄, 你可以跟他们叙述神的应许。
Because I might not be able to hold on to my promises.
以我这个人来讲,
I may not be able to fulfill all my promises.
我可能我这一辈子应许, 我可能没办法都一一,
but we don't hold on to each other's promises, good thing.
但是我们并不是维持着我们互相人的应许。
We hold on to the promises of the one who is faithful.
我们所抓住的应许是那位应许我们那位真实者。
The one who never breaks his promises.
那一位从来不 breaks his promise.
You know,
反约的，弄断，不毁约的那一位。
What else?
还有什么?
Hebrews 10. Let's look at 24 and 25.
在希伯来书第十章第二十四第二十五节。
These are some great verses to commit to memory.
这两节你愿意背，其实应该背出来。
And I know that you have, some of you have.
那我也知道其实有些已经把这两节背过。
So we have, let us draw near, he said earlier, to God.
之前说的是让我们去来到神那里。
And then he says, let us hold on.
然后接下来他说让我们来坚守。
And here he says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
他在这里接下来是说让我们彼此相顾,我们来激发爱心,勉励行善。
Not neglecting, let us not neglect to meet together as some is in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
你们不可以停止聚会，好像那些停止习惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。So,
the author is writing to a group of discouraged Christians.
作者写给信的对象是一群灰心气馁的基督徒。And
he says,
那他说,
when you're discouraged, draw near to God.
当你灰心气馁的时候，去亲近神。When
you're discouraged, hold on to his promises.
当你灰心气馁的时候,
and here he actually says to discourage Christians.
在这里然后他又说到,
let us consider how we may stir up one another.
让我们来，这不是照着圣经翻译，是照着他，让我们来去激发，像我们如何。 互相的去勉励激励,
let us stir up one another in our faith.
让我们互相激励我们的信心。
Let me give you just a little bit of background.
那我给你们一点背后的故事。
One of the reasons why these Jewish Christians were discouraged,
这些犹太基督徒他们灰心气馁,
was not just because of the attack on their faith that they experienced,
不仅仅是他们因着信心所受到的逼迫,
But they were also beginning to slide into spiritual lukewarmness.
但是他们其实在他们的信心也已经开始就是慢慢退步变成是不冷不热的状态。
They were beginning to become spiritually lethargic or lazy.
他们可以这么说，他们其实在灵命里面已经怠慢了，已经有点散漫。
They began to become spiritually inactive.
他们可以这么说，他们在灵命方面其实已经在不是在启动的状态下。
And yet the picture that God has always given to us for His church.
但是呢，神一直以来给他教会的一种形一种现象是什么
？Is that His church is an active church.
神是要他的教会是一个充满活力的教会。
God's church is an active church.
是在行动有活力的教会。
God's church is active.On the inside,
神的教会在里面有活力。
And God's church is active on the outside.
也要在外面的行动也有很有活力。
On the inside,
在里面内在。
The church is active devoting ourselves to one another.
我们的活力是在我们互相
彼此。
彼此。
That's the word, it's just 彼此。
彼此 okay.
Right, I think that's just the word, right, JJ?
No.
This is 彼此。It's just
互相 I know, I said that.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. 互相
彼此互相
彼此互相
All right, we're good now. We're good now.
You see it all over the Bible.
Right, 在圣经里面到处看到彼此互相
We are devoted to one another.
我们要彼此互相
devote
关怀
We are to love one another.
我们要互相亲相爱。
We are to encourage one another.
我们要互相勉励。
So inside the church is devoted to one another.
我们在教会里面是要互相关怀。
Because we belong to one another.
因为我们是属于
互相属于。We need every one of the brothers and sisters.
教会的肢体就是每一位弟兄姐妹都是必须的。
And in the same way as we are active inside,
所以就像是我们在内在是这么有活力的。
We are also active outside.
我们在外在也是要有活力。
We are active to reach the community around us.
我们在去
我们旁边的区，
我们旁边的社区怎么样去reach out 关怀 ？All right,
reach out. 我们
reach out.
要碰到他们 okay? Yeah, reach out, touch someone.
Social distancing.
Yeah, okay, with some distancing, right? We care for the community around us.
我们这其实心里是在乎我们周边的这些社区。
We desire for the gospel to go outside.
然后我们是满心期望是我们的福音可以传到这些社区。
We want to be...Missional outside.
我们是要有使命的
Right. So that the gospel we can see spills out of the church like living water flowing out of the temple out into the community to the farthest places of the earth.
所以那个形象就像是圣灵就像活泉一样从教会
The picture of God's church is that it is an active church.
所以神的教会是要活力的
It's active inside.
内在有活力
It's active outside
外在也有活力
That's why we're preaching this series called Activated
所以我们现在才在讲这个启动的这个系列
I pray
我常常这样
That our church would be an active church
那我们让我们的教会是一个启动的有活力的
JJ and our, Pastor James and I are always praying for our church Pastor JJ and I are always praying for our church to be an active church
范长老与我们常常就是这样子在为我们教会祷告。
We pray for every single brother and sister believer who's committed to this church to be active to one another.
我们的祷告就是在这个教会里面真正投入的弟兄姊妹们是启动的、有活力的。
These Jewish Christians fell into a faith crisis.
那这些在圣经里面讲的这些基督徒的犹太人的基督徒呢？其实他们现在跌入了一个属灵的一个低潮。
they were in a faith crisis.
他们的信心上面现在有很大的问题。
And part of the reason why is because they began to become spiritually inactive.
那有一部分的原因是因为他们在属灵里面，他们非启动了，他们不在启动的状态。
They began to backslide in their faith.
他们在信心里面退化。
They began to become spiritually lethargic.
他们在信心里面开始变得有怠慢。
And believe it or not,
你们信不信?
He says to them,
这个作者对着那一群基督徒说,
I know that your tendency is going to keep backsliding.
这位作者说, 我知道以人性的话,你在退步,你就会一直退步。
And your tendency is wanting to keep turning away from God.
然后你一开始往神,你面转向神,你就会一直
And you see your brothers and sisters around you. Everyone's becoming inactive and sliding away from God.
你看得到你周遭吗? 你周遭的弟兄姐妹, 每一个人都是越来越离神越远。
And yet he says,
但是这个作者在这里说,
Let us consider
让我们去想一下,
how we might stir up one another
让我们,
in our faith.
让我们能够, 怎样我们可以来互相 彼此相顾，我们来激发那个爱心。
He says, take time to think about ways.
花点时间想些方法。
Give priority in your mind to think about the others in the church and how we might stir one another up in our faith.
把那在教会里面那些摆在你的脑袋中 优先的去想怎么样去激发他们，怎么样去关怀他们。
How can I energize someone else's faith?
你要去想，我能够有什么方法去让他们能够重新有活力起来。
And let us not neglect meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
而且要继续，不要停止聚会，就好像那些已经 停止习惯聚会的。Oh
no, he says.
他说不要这样。Let
us not neglect that.
让我们不要去忽略到这些。For
some reason or another,
因着某个原因,
there are some of the believers who are not active in meeting together with other believers.
某些原因在这里，这个犹太人的教会呢，他们有些已经 停止了去聚会, 停止,
and he says to them,
他跟他这个作者对他们说,
We must not.
我们不可停止聚会,
we must not neglect that.
我们不可以去忽略这件事情。
You see, he's saying to the church,
他对着教会是这么说,
The church is very, very, very relational.
其实教会是一个活的, 是一个 一个活的关系的一个,
the church must have deeper and deeper relationships. 关系要很深。
Yep. That's right.
The church is a relational place where we have a relationship that's deeper with one another that helps us to get deeper with God.
我们在教会里面的关系其实是应该是很深入的。我们深入关系
They go together.
其实是互相勉励的 or something.
粘在一起的,
息息相关, 息息相关,
whatever, great. We, as we, if we are growing deeper in our relationship with God,
那假如当我们与神的关系越来越深刻的时候,
you will grow deeper with other relationships.
自然而然你与弟兄姐妹的关系也会越来越深。
And as you are growing deeper in relationships with other brothers and sisters,
在同时你与其他的弟兄姐妹们的关系跟越来越深的时候,
oh yes, you will grow deeper with God.
你也是自然而然会与神的关系越来越深。
They are joined together.
这是息息相关的。
That's why he says, when the church gathers together,
所以他在这里说，当教会聚集的时候，
It's not just coming together to sing songs or listen to a sermon.
不是仅仅来一起唱些歌，来听个正道。
It's not just gathering together to hear some teaching.
也不是说就是来这里听某个人来教导你一些事情。
But whenever the church gathers together,
当一个教会聚集在一起的时候
we are considering, we are thinking about when we gather together, how we can stir one another up in our faith.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，其实我们心里要在想是我们要如何激发互相的信心。
Make it a priority to think about others.
让自己要有一种习惯是把别人的怎么样去激发别人关怀他们是摆在你的优先。
Do you notice all the words here, one another?
那你们有没有发现讲了一大堆都是互相互相。
Consider how to stir up one another.
去想如何彼此相顾。
Don't give up meeting with one another.
不要与彼此不要有停止聚会。
Keep meeting together as much as you can with one another.
要继续的，而且常常的一起聚会。
And when you are together, you are encouraging one another.
当你在一起的时候，你就互相激励。
The point of the one another's.
那这个彼此互相的意思呢？
Take note of this.
注意听。
It doesn't say.Pastor to you.
他的意思不是说牧者与听众。
It's saying you to you.
是每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个
基督徒。Or virtually you to you.
或者是在电视前面就是你与他。
The one another is not the pastor to you.
这个互相绝对不是牧者与听众的关系。
It is you to you.
是每一个在座每一个教会的成员。
It's not me as a pastor when PK right here encourages me.
就像是我的培刚弟兄在这里激励了我。
When PK encourages me, and he does. I'm sorry, I'm a little too close to you.
当培刚激励我，而且他常常这么激励我。
It's you to you.
是人，是弟兄与弟兄之间的关系。
It's you to you.
是你与他之间的关系。
The sign of an active church.
那这就是一个有活力的教会的证明。
Is that there's a lot of you to you.
就是有很多彼此你与我互相的。
And right now.
那现在呢？
As we are still struggling in this quasi-quarantine pandemic stage.
那我们现在还是在就是说有点还是在隔离的这个状态下呢。
The danger for the church.
那教会里面有个隐忧。
The danger for every church.
每一个教会的隐忧是什么？
Is that we will lose the you to use.
我们很担心教会会失去这个人。
We will begin to become an inactive church.
你与我之间的关系变得越来越没有活力。
When we begin to backslide, we begin to backslide more and more.
那当我们退步，我们就一落千丈的那种感觉。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹呢？
The emphasis today that I want to give to us as a church,
我今天要讲的重点，对我们教会要讲的重点，
is that one of the most important you to use,
在你与他之间关系最重要的是什么？
Is that we would encourage one another.
我们要互相勉励。
There's a lot of discouragement today in our church.
在我们教会，我发觉现在有很多，灰心，让人灰心的一些事情。
How can you today become an encourager?
那你要想，你今天如何反而成为一个勉励、激励
？I want to challenge you.
我要让，
我鼓励你们，我给你们挑战，
挑战你们。
Ask God.
去向神祈求。
How can I be an encourager?
我要如何去成为一个去激励别人的人？
I'll tell you, there's a lot of you that seem to have the gift of discouragement.
我不用讲说，其实我们每个很多人都有那个去打击别人，或者是跌倒。
I think it's very natural to become discouraging.
我觉得人很自然而然就很容易去打击或者去绊倒别人。
In our church, whose words of discouragement still pains me today, to me personally.
甚至讲到有些曾经听过在教会里面这些打击信心的话语，到今天还是让我觉得非常。
I think my brother right here, PK. I'm gonna keep picking on PK because he's right here. You know, like never sit in the front row.
然后继续用培刚来做个例子。
He loves serving the church.
培甘 对于服侍教会有一种特别的热爱。
He loves serving the Lord.
他热爱服侍我们的主耶稣基督。
But I think he feels a lot of discouragement sometimes.
但是他常常会觉得有一些打击。
Because it's too easy to be a discourager.
因为很容易就当受去打击人的去做这种人是非常简单的。
But both of the pastors' families.
那像我们两位长老的家庭。
We are not really the greatest encouragers.
我们也不是说可以说是我们是那种非常。
But I noticed.
但是我注意到呢。
That we both have.
那我们两个。
A verse that is hanging up on the walls of our houses.
那但是我注意到我们两个人共同相像的就是我们家都有两个人家都有。不约而同的都有一句经节挂在墙上。
We didn't plan it.
我们没有事先说好。
We don't plan how to decorate our houses the same way.
我们没有那种要把我们两个家布置的一模一样的。
But we both have the verse in Proverbs 18 written up on our walls.
我们两家呢，但是都有箴言第十八章在我们的墙上。
That death and life.
死与活。I don't know.
Death and life,
Proverbs 18, 死亡与生命
are in the power of the tongue.
都掌控在时间上。Okay.
What verse is that? Oh, man, see? 18, 12.
21. 21.
Yeah,
a
little dyslexic. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
死与活在舌头的权下。
I think the reason why we put up on our wall,
我们为什么把这两句经节挂在
is because we are not natural encouragers.
因为我们自然的状态下，其实我们不是那种勉励激励的。
And we may discover at times that there is not life coming out of the use of our tongue.
而且有的时候，我们甚至发觉到我们的口舌所说出来的不是让人活的话。
I want to give our church a challenge. I want to shepherd our church. Would you join me in asking God? How you might be an encourager. And I know a lot of us know how to use our actions. And that's a good encouragement.
这是一个很好的激励。
But I want to give a specific challenge to our church.
但是我所给你们的挑战是一个很专注的一个挑战。
I want you to ask God to help you to use your words.
我要你向神求，你怎么样以你的言语。
I want you to ask God, give me your words so I can encourage through words my brothers and sisters.
向神祈求，求神给予你他的言语。所以你可以用言语来。
Hebrews chapter 3,
希伯来书第三章
says, encourage one another day after day.
那里说到互相勉励，日又一日。
That means we are called to encourage one another not just once a year.
所以这意思是什么？这不是说我们只是来互相勉励一年一次，互相勉励一下就好
了。Not just once a month.
或者甚至也不是一个月一次。
Every day.
日复一日。
Would you ask God?
你们愿不愿意去向神祈求?
Every day.
每一天。
Who are you putting on my heart?
你去问神。
That I can encourage them today.
今天我对谁有重担?
May we begin to see a church that grows in becoming a culture of Christian encouragement.
非常希望看到我们的教会能够
可以朝这个方向，
朝这个方向去酝酿出一种是基督徒的勉励的一种教会。
That's right. Could you pray that with me?
你可以跟我一起这样。
Because I know when I've received encouragement.
因为我知道，当我亲身受到别人的激励的时候。
When I was low.
当我在谷底的时候。
Just one text.
只要一个，其实一个简讯。
Just one text.
只需要一个简讯。
One line, two lines.
一两句话。
Have lifted my soul.
就把我提起来。
Can we be a church of encouragement?
我们能够来当这样子的教会吗？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for speaking to us today personally.
父啊，我感谢你让今天亲自与我们说话。
That death and life are in the power of the tongue.
那死与活是在舌头的权上。
Lord, it's so natural for us to want to always use our words for discouragement.
主啊，我们人自然而然就喜欢用我们的言语来去打击人。
But oh Lord, we ask for your mercy.
但主啊，求你有对我们有怜悯。
Oh Lord, we ask for your help.
我们求你帮助我们。
Would you be the shepherd of our church to lead us?
愿你，你可不可以来当我们的牧者来带领我们
？That we would be an active church of encouragement.
让我们的教会成为那个有时常启动、时常去互相勉励的教会。
That you would help us to be a church that is actively moving for you.
那你让我们成，使得我们能够成为那个有活力、时常是为你而行动的教会。
But that begins not with others being active.
但是这个不会是因着别人的启动而开始。
But Lord, help me to be active.
但是主啊，我求你是由我而开始这样子。
We thank you, and I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，我们祷告奉你圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.